FM WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A New Year's Eve car crash near a concert venue left three people dead in Rochester, New York. Police Chief David Smith saying the suspect, 35-year-old Michael Avery from Syracuse, New York, rented an SUV from an airport and made multiple purchases of gasoline and gas containers from different locations in the area.
Although the motive behind the crime remains unknown, the conversations we've had with his family so far leads us to believe that Avery may have been suffering from possible undiagnosed mental health issues.
The FBI agent in charge saying there's currently no evidence of a nexus to terrorism. A Japan Airlines flight caught fire after hitting a Coast Guard plane at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo. Five Coast Guard members were killed, but all 397 people on the Japan Airlines plane survived. Buses filled with hundreds of migrants from Texas and Louisiana arriving in New Jersey, an apparent effort to get around a notification rule imposed by New York City's mayor. This is ABC News. Colorado State Police say they arrested a man who broke into the state Supreme Court building and held a security guard at gunpoint early this morning. State police say the suspect demanded access to other parts of the building, but the break-in does not appear to be associated with earlier threats against the court. With the new year comes new state laws, from guns to minimum wage to inclusion programs.
In Louisiana and West Virginia, new restrictions on gender transition care for young people are now in place. And in Texas, they have now banned offices and programs that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion at publicly funded colleges and universities. Conservative lawmakers there arguing that those programs stoke racial divisions or push liberal agendas on campuses.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Pop megastar Taylor Swift has beaten Elvis's record for most weeks at number one for a solo artist. Her album 1989 was back at the top of the Billboard album charts, bringing Swift's total number of weeks at number one to 68. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots, at least for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met this morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. A recent study shows Wisconsin has the second highest number of crashes between vehicles and animals of any state in the nation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there were 57 fatal crashes involving live animals in Wisconsin since 2017. That's 14% of all fatal crashes in Wisconsin during that time. Only Montana ranked higher. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Indiana Pacers, 122-113. Although Giannis scored 30 points and had 18 rebounds, he was asked what was missing from his team.
Offensive, I don't think it was bad. I think, okay, yeah, we did turn the ball over one time, if I remember well. But it was like we couldn't get a stop. And they were able to get them in.
The loss snapped the Bucks' 15-game winning streak at home. The series continues Wednesday in Indianapolis. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers lost the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa to LSU, the final 35-31. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle.
It's a lot of hot air. That's why I don't like to make statements up here. I don't like to say things that we're going to do moving forward, because ultimately you are what you put on film. You know, whether it's your culture, whether it's the things that you want to do. We know darn well that we didn't finish well this year. We didn't finish well. We didn't start well. There's a lot of things. It gives us a hell of a lot of things that we got to start working on here on January 14th when our guys get back rolling.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Those apart hearts broken in two. FM didn't check the NFL schedule this week. Who is Taylor Swift playing?
You didn't take those playlists home. They're classified.
Jag FM, where great deals are indigenous.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Overcast this afternoon with a high of 31. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of snow tonight, lows around 21. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Low 20s Thursday. Upper 20s by Friday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 30 Saturday, 29 Sunday, and 28 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26 degrees.
This bunch of songs on Jag FM is being held down by several weighted blankets.
So blurry, and everyone's so fake, and everyone's so fake. It's understood that high your Tesla Cybertruck now at 866-930-JACK.
FM, award-breaking radio.
Joker, he Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't. following messages on Jack FM have a striking resemblance to commercials.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Ordinary tissues can leave you with a red nose. So choose Puffs Plus Lotion for all of your blows. Puffs have lotion to soothe sensitive skin so you can wipe without wincing. It's a win-win. Puffs have cushiony thickness, which brings relief too, so the days of sore red noses are gone and through. When you're after soothing softness, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. Overcast this afternoon with a high of 31. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of snow. Tonight, lows around 21. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Partly cloudy and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Low 20s Thursday. Upper 20s by Friday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 30 Saturday, 29 Sunday, and 28 on Monday. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26 degrees.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Box for weeks.
you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Jump on it, if you succeed and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me, come on, dance, jump on it, if you succeed and flown it,
well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot, don't believe it, just watch, come on. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
Hey, Jack, you wanted proof? Well, here I am.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself.